Hello, Anchor family, and hello, podcast family. My name is Kimberly Bonner. I am the host of Business Scale Insights, and we are back today talking about the book Predictable Success, written by Les McCune. And yesterday I recapped because I had a very long hiatus due to personal reasons. And hopefully if you haven't read the first two chapters or the first few chapters of Predictable Success, please check out yesterday's podcast because we are barreling through to the third stage of a business's development and growth. And that is Whitewater. So here we are in the Whitewater stage, and it's just like the name sounds, Whitewater. You are sailing the rapids and the waves of growth and frenetic sales and going at a fever pitch, and you're selling and you've got so many clients and so many customers, and it's woo woo woo. And Whitewater doesn't come quickly. It's according to McCune, it's like it doesn't happen overnight. It's gradual. It's like the frog in cold water that never notices as the water temperature increases until it's too late, and you've got huge, massive errors going on, and everybody's like, what the hell is going on? So in order to stop the tidal wave of errors and mistakes that are crippling your growth and draining your profits, the organization needs to learn how to excel at everything else. And this is the key. This is the Debbie Downer point. But sales. You've got to excel at everything but sales to stop the delivery problems, the purchasing errors, the customer complaints, or whatever the heck else is going on that you're failing at. The non-sales parts of the business have to receive the same sort of care and attention that before everyone was focused on the sales function. So as a first step, there is usually a redesign of the organization. Oh, don't we love org charts? Oh, God bless them. So now you're talking about operations manager and departments and management and oversight and all the stuff we hate. You gotta love this season of a business or organization's life, because I've seen this happen, and it's unless you have a really strong leader, it's almost inevitable. This is where the sales folks and the operations folks almost are at odds. The sales function, you know, these folks that were there at the beginning, they're bringing in the revenue. And so because they're bringing in the revenue, to a certain degree, legitimately, if they weren't there, the business would disappear. They feel like they deserve to be kind of top dog. However, because of all those screw-ups, the operations people are there to say, listen, yeah, you might be bringing in the revenue, but we're also losing revenue because of all the dysfunction as it relates to management and operations. So at this stage in a business development, you have this operations function that is brand new, that doesn't have the sweat equity. And if you're not a savvy leader and you don't anticipate this is when things can actually fall apart. And the sales staff, if you have really great salespeople, they're gonna hunker down and they're gonna wanna go back to the fun stage. You know, these are the folks who are like, you know, I remember when it was just fun and, you know, we used to party all the time and I brought in all this revenue, and now you're just a Debbie Downer, and now I gotta process everything and I gotta fill out a form now, and it's just not the same. And if you're not careful, I say this lightly, your immature sales executive or your immature salespeople, and you can be old and immature, quite frankly, immaturity is a mindset, they might leave. If they don't get their way, they might leave. So you have to be very, 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 very careful, because that's a huge tension that you need to navigate. Like I said previously, this is when you really need strong leadership skills. And at many times, this is also the stage, believe it or not, it has been my experience, where the founder jumps. Because 9 times out of 10, your founder was a great salesperson and is the reason why you got to growth and got to Whitewater to begin with. And if your founder is an entrepreneur on steroids, they chafe under structure. They chafe under organization. You know, they chafe under, you know, rules and regulations. It's just, it's maddening, even if they know there's a method to the madness. So the Whitewater is generally when you see founders looking to exit the building and their staff looking to exit the building, particularly the sales folks, and bringing in a more professional, let's say, management team to come in and give some systems and processes. It's important, you know, some founders, they don't want to leave fun, but I would give you this word of caution. If you're talking about leaving a legacy, building a business that lasts, you're going to have to grow up. We all have to, you know, I'd love to be fun in fun stage forever. My personality is like fun. I grew up in South Florida. All we do is want to go to the beach and play and do golf and swim. Okay. I mean, that's the culture. It's a retirement recreational culture. That's what I grew up with. I would love to be in fun stage for the rest of my life. I really would. But if I want to leave a legacy, I have to die in a very real way to my natural instinct to just want to have fun for the rest of my business's life. And so it's not a value judgment. It just is, if you want legacy, you're going to have to grow up. If you don't want legacy and you just want to have fun and get the money and cash out, then stay in the fun stage. But don't cry about the fact that you really want a legacy and you really want a business that lasts and you're not willing to forgo some of the freedoms that you had in the fun stage. So back to the question, how do we get out of Whitewater? How do we get out of Whitewater? The answer really lies in creating the right structure and building an underlying foundation for success by providing the right framework for people to work within. That's according to Les McCune. According to McCune, the organization structure required to move a business out of Whitewater and into predictable success, which is the promised land of long-term scalability and legacy, is one in which the no man's land between sales and operations is extinguished. It usually looks like, and he has a drawing that looks like a catcher's mitt, and the siloing between sales and operations is completely removed. So the two functions, though clearly identified, are linked together, and this brings with it two major benefits for the organization. There are no cracks for issues and problems to fall between within the organizational structure. Everything gets caught someplace, and there is a clear line of sight between all parts of the organization, so you don't get the siloing that we've all probably experienced and hate. It's clear that the organizational structure and also the people within that organization to help it work, the silos have to be removed. Les McCune says that for an employee working in a Whitewater environment is often the most difficult phase of all, much worse than even the death phase of a business, because the days are stressful, the organization is dysfunctional, it feels as though the business has lost its identity and there is no sense of direction. Management seems to be changing the rules of the game frequently, God knows I've been there, every month, brings in a new mantra, a new fad, a new must do, and it's really chaos. During Whitewater, the organization often experiences its first serious levels of employee turnover. Remember what I said that about the big dogs, the sales folks are going to be uncomfortable. And actually, generally, the founder, if they are a salesperson, they're going to be leaving as well. As a result of this, a second front opens up now. In addition to the sales versus ops feud, there's a gulf between the old timers and the new folks. All of this leads to a serious reduction in morale, which in turn accelerates the loss of loyal, family-like, go-getter, flexible culture that you had in fun. Often managers will become increasingly less visible, retreating to their offices rather than face the dysfunction. So, to summarize and conclude our discussion about Whitewater, Number one, it's the third stage in every organization's development. It's after you survive early struggle and you move from sales, growth, 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 and then the growth kind of goes out of control and you're moving into the whitewater rapids. It's a natural outgrowth of the fun stage. It's because of the complexity that comes with growth. It is evidenced by increasing errors and emergencies in the organization. And management is rarely aware of the fact that the balls are dropping. And so when this happens, you need structure, you need systems, you need processes. You definitely need to reorganize the organization. And this is when leadership is tested the most. And founders many times find that they don't have the skill set. This is a time whether either they sell the organization or they bring in a management team that can assist them. But it takes a level of humility, in my opinion, what I found. This is not what Les McKeown says, but it takes humility with the management and the leaders that were there at the beginning to recognize that if they continue doing the same thing, they will never get to scale. They will never get to predictable success. They will never get to a business that leaves a global impact or a legacy as long as it's just sloppy. And that's the bottom line. Tomorrow is going to be Friday focus, so I'm going to not be focused on predictable success tomorrow. However, we're going to come back next week on Monday, and we're going to talk about the phase that we all want to get to as, I would think, business owners. We want to get to that place of predictable success, the promised land. Woo! So you don't want to miss it. In the interim, if you know someone who desperately, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, they're in startup phase, and God knows if they're in that level of complexity and maturity of whitewater, they need this information, please feel free to share it. Share it on Twitter, on Facebook, with folks on Anchor, or if you know someone who is a podcast aficionado on iTunes or Google Play, please share this information with them, because I'm a firm believer that this information is so good that it could help change the course of a business's life and in turn change the course of someone's individual professional life. So please, this is good stuff. Share it with everyone and anyone you know. I hope you're well, and I hope to see you or talk to you or talk with you again next week. Bye.